The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules and Chris's practice run is something we kicked off about a week ago, Jules.
That's right. We're helping people out who are in sticky situations and they feel like they need a bit of a practice run before the real deal.
Now, basically, we opened it up to things like job interviews, wedding speeches.
Yep.
But we got one that was a little bit left of centre at powerfmballarat.com.au. A breakup.
Yeah, that's right. It seems like a bit of a touchy one. We've got Sam in the studio right now. We're calling you Sam because that's not your real name because...
We want to keep everyone anonymous in
this. Yeah, we do. Now, you're planning to break up with your girlfriend.
That is correct.
Okay, what's your girlfriend's fake name we're going to call her? We're going to call her Katie?
Katie.
Yeah.
Katie.
All right, let's call her Katie.
Tell us a little bit about the story. What's happened? How long have you been together and what's brought this on?
So we've been together about 3 years.
Yep.
Everything was going well and then the last 6 months it's gone downhill.
Yeah.
What's made it go downhill, do you think? Just different directions
things,
in life?
Yeah, pretty much. She went out, bought a dog. I didn't want one.
Yeah.
5 a.m. in the morning, it's barking different things like that waking me up.
Well, you said on the website that you were doing long distance at the moment, so it was kind of mutual. You got the feeling she wasn't that into it anymore either. How long distance are we talking?
Over different states sometimes. Like she'd work over in different states. Yeah, it just got hard. I would get home and, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be alone. And
she's there. She's left the dog there for you to look
correct.
After.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to look after it.
Yeah, she's jetting off all over Australia.
Exactly right.
It's rough,
man.
I mean,
breakups are hard. I've done one.
Yeah.
One and a half. One of them doesn't count. Primary school breakups don't count.
That doesn't count, Chris.
I've done one in my life. That was hard. Okay. How about you, Jules? What's your experience like with breakups?
I've never broken up with anyone. They've only broken up with me.
Oh, Jules.
Yeah.
Jules, so you know what it's like to be broken up with then. You're well-versed in that.
Yeah, I am. Well, I feel like I'm ready to throw everything at you, Sam.
You're going to be a good mentor.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it's going to go, Sam. Jules is going to play the part of your girlfriend who we're calling Katie.
Yep.
And you are going to try your best at breaking up with Katie/Jules.
Yep.
And we've decided, we were talking about the software, we're not making it easy for you, Sam.
Yeah.
Jules is going to make it as difficult as possible.
Because Katie might do the same thing to you. You don't know.
We're going to go worst case scenario situation. Yeah. So hang around, we're going to go to another song, but your practice run breakup is next. I hope you're feeling game.
I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling ready.
It's the Power FM Brekkie Show with Jules and Chris. Jules, our practice run, we've done a couple this week. But I feel like this is the most nerve-wracking one.
Yeah. I mean, it's nerve-wracking for me too. I'm putting myself in the position of a person who's about to become an ex-girlfriend.
Well, that's right, Jules.
Yeah.
This is something you told us in the last break. If you've just joined us, we've got Sam in the studio. We're using a fake name because Sam has signed up for our practice run at powerfmballarat.com.au. He wants to practice run a girlfriend, breaking up with a girlfriend. I felt like this was a touchy one.
Yeah, it's a little bit nervy.
So we want to keep it anonymous. Your other half is in Melbourne at the moment. Is that right, Sam?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jules, you are going to play the part of Sam's soon-to-be ex-girlfriend. We're calling her Katie.
Yeah.
You're about to be broken up with.
Okay. Whereabouts is this happening to, by the way?
I was just thinking of going to a cafe.
Okay, good.
Sort of
so not over the phone. That's good.
No, definitely not.
Public location is a risky choice.
Yeah.
You can always do the run then.
Exactly. And I thought if there's people around, then
she's not going to make a scene.
Exactly, yeah.
You haven't seen me in public.
Yeah.
All right, Jules, we'll make it difficult. That's why we do this practice run. It prepares you for the worst, Sam. I'm just going to let you two guys get into character and take it away.
All right.
Katie, I just wanted to talk to you about something that's been on my mind for a while.
Yeah.
The last couple of months, it feels like we've been separating and sort of drifting off as partners.
But you know that's because I've been working a lot.
I know that.
Like, I've been working interstate. I can't help that.
I know that, but there's little things that have sort of been making us drift further and further apart.
Like what?
Like you going out and buying a dog without me knowing.
Yeah, but I've always wanted a dog and I'm an adult. I can buy a dog.
I know, but living together, like, you sort of have to, like, consult the other person.
I thought you always wanted a dog. Didn't you say you're a dog person?
Well, no, I'm a cat person.
Oh.
And that sort of is what makes it a bit harder. Like, I thought you would have known.
Really? You're seriously a cat person?
I am.
You think we should break up because you're a cat person and I'm a dog person?
Well, it's not just that. It's other things like...
Like what?
Well, you travel interstate.
Yeah, but that's my job. You knew that when we got into this.
But a lot of the times I get home, I just need to talk to someone and I've just got no one there.
Talk to the dog.
Well, the dog's barking too much that I can't even...
Why do you think I got Banjo? He's meant to be a nice companion for both of us.
Well, he was until he started barking at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., I don't have to be up till 9 a.m. and he's still barking.
Yeah, but that's his job. He's a dog.
But it just gets to the
point
where...
Have you been walking him? Because you've got to walk him and then he'll get tired out and he won't be barking at 5 a.m.
But I'd be afraid if I did walk him, I'd come back to the house. I wouldn't have him. I would have just let him run away down the
park. Are you serious? You would let my dog run away?
Possibly. Who knows?
Do you know how expensive that dog was? I paid $2,000 for that dog.
See, another reason.
This is becoming a squabble about the dog. I'm just trying to reset the scene. Okay, customers around you are starting to watch on. They're getting nervous. A waiter's just about to come over and ask if he can help. What happens next?
No, you can't help, but I will have a skinny cappuccino. Thank you, waiter.
And I'll have a strong flat white, please.
Oh, God, now I'm going to go make coffees. This is bullcrap. That's not what I expected at all.
Come on, Sam, bring it back. You've got to
nip this in the bud, man. How are you finishing it?
All right, look, it's not you, Katie.
Oh, no.
It's me.
You can't use that, Sam. You can't use that old cliche. You're going to have to go in with something stronger than that.
I like it, yeah.
You're all right with that? I mean, Katie.
it's not me, it's you, is it? Okay, no. Yep.
All right, Sam, I think what you need to do at this point, I know this is going to sound kind of cold and mean, I think you just need to get up and leave the cafe and just give you both time to cool down and think about the situation, because otherwise I reckon this fight will just go on and on and on and customers will feel uncomfortable. I don't know. What do you think as the breakup-y?
I think you do too. But by the way, I'm taking the dog.
It's okay. I'm more than happy.
Sam, have we helped? Do you feel like we've helped you with this impending breakup?
I do. I feel sort of like I know where I'm going when I get in there. I think
that's
if
good.
I didn't do this.
Do you think Katie's going to react the way Jules did?
Is she antagonistic like I was being?
Like Jules got on the offensive very quickly.
I hope not, but I hope she sort of is expecting it as much as what I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes it a little bit easier.
I wish you all the best. Breakups, they're not easy, but then again, if it's not working and there's no future, unfortunately, they're part of life. You've got to do what you've got to do.
Yep.
We wish you all the best, Sam.
Cut all the ties.
Thank you very much.
And we hope we've helped.
You have helped a lot. I appreciate it. The Power FM Brekkie Show.